IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is Viewpoints, an analysis on the thoughts and speeches of the leader of Islamic Ummah, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Rouhani and Sayyid Naghvi. Sayyid Naghvi, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
And Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So on different occasions and in different speeches, the leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has addressed the people talking about resistance against the arrogance or istikbar and the arrogant powers. So it seems that this concept, I mean resistance and muqawama, is an Islamic concept which is very much rooted in the religion of Islam, but unfortunately is not practiced by so many Muslim lands today. What is the reason, Shaykh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, as you rightly mentioned, resistance against arrogance, against oppression, is the thing that should be practiced by the true believers, because not only Islam, but also the previous religions, all the prophets, they resisted against arrogance, mm-hmm. against oppression. Look, for example, the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, so he resisted against Nimrud.
Yes.
And Prophet Nuh, Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, so, of course, he also resisted against Pharaoh.
Yes.
So, and also the other prophets.
Also
so,
Prophet Jesus Christ.
Exactly, you know,
acted against injustice.
Yeah, because of this, he was crucified.
Yes.
And so this is the same thing that was practiced by the prophet, the last prophet, the seal of the prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And, of course, now the followers of the prophet has this, all of them have this responsibility to resist against any kind of arrogance and oppression. Mm-hmm. And their lives and their times, as Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam resisted against Yazid as a tyrant, as a, let's say, oppressor, king of that time. So, of course, as it is mentioned by the Supreme Leader, that resistance is a must that should be performed, that should be practiced by the true Muslims.
And what are the criteria in order to understand what is arrogance and oppression? I mean, for example, injustice could be one of the standards. What about the other ways?
Yeah, the problem is that unfortunately nowadays the superpowers in our world, they actually level a kind of discrimination against certain nations in the world. Because of this, to fight against this discrimination in the whole world, then of course the nations, the different countries, they do not have any other choice.
Yes.
They have to resist. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they will be eliminated from the world.
Yes.
This is the reality of our world. Look, for example, these colonialistic powers in the history.
Yes.
Sometimes they eliminated the whole, let's say, residents and inhabitants of different lands.
Especially the natives of those
exactly
lands.
Exactly, in Australia and Canada and Africa and many other areas. So this is the thing that they want. Mm-hmm. So if a nation do not resist or does not resist, then what is the other choice? What is the other option? There's no any other option. But of course, if there is justice, mm-hmm. if these superpowers accept that they distribute, for example, the properties of the nations of the world justly among all the nations, so of course, in that case, there will be no fighting, no battle, no problem.
Yes.
But the problem is that the arrogant power do not do this. Mm-hmm. They want all the properties, all the sources, the resources of the earth for themselves.
That's right.
So then the other nations, the poor nations, what should they do?
Okay, that's all right.
This is the point, yeah.
Thank you very much. And according to the leader's speech, the epitome of the istikbar today is the USA, Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi, and of course the other countries around and its allies, but it's mostly usually we can say all right. The epitome is called the U.S. Why the U.S.? Because the U.S. is not a big civilization. Maybe less than 500 years it aged as a new country. But nowadays, why? After five centuries, it could be the epitome of arrogance in the world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, when we look at the history, we see that it is the U.S. after the Soviet Union who came into the power and who declared itself as a superpower.
Yes.
On top of that, there is a concept which is known as capitalization.
Yes.
Or capitalism.
Yes.
The concept of capitalism is a concept in which if you look at different fields, you will find why the Supreme Leader has said so about the USA. Number one, when you look at the person who commits crime in any other country, according to capitalism, he should not be put into jail or accountable for what he has done, or he cannot face the judiciary of that country, and he has to go back to US.
Yes. Okay.
Because he has a high status.
Yes.
He's from a superpower country,
mm-hmm.
and his rights will be, you know, taken care in the,
yes.
in the US. So where does this rule has come from?
Mm-hmm.
If someone is killing, for example, we have seen in Pakistan,
yes.
in Iran, in
yes,
other
yes,
countries,
yes.
US citizens used to kill people. And no one was saying nothing to them.
One of the, we can say, complaints of the late Imam Khomeini against the U.S. citizens and officials in Iran was that the U.S. and the American dogs, you know, lives were more important than the lives of the Iranian people. Yes, yes. And he was against this and he declared it, you know, directly to the Shah of Iran on that time.
So we have seen this, many examples like in the history. What happened to Vietnam?
Yes.
Why the atomic bomb was dropped in Hiroshima.
Yes.
So all these things shows that this is a satanic power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he called them Satan,
yes.
or
the big Satan. Yes.
So this was the reason. The reason is when you look at a person or a country or a government or a system, you need to define that thing. And when we look at the, like when you look deepest, like about the characteristics which they had, all the characteristics which we can say a satanic power can have, these are found in the U.S. at this time. So the U.S. officials, and we are talking about the U.S. System or the government right now, not
yes.
the people. So people can be innocent, they don't know about things, but the officials, the government, obviously, they are committing these sins and these things.
The people are also, we can say, grown up under such thinking system.
Yes, obviously.
Isn't it?
Yes.
In the schools, in the... of course, Satan is everywhere, I do want to say. But somehow, the people are also grown up by this system, which is somehow invisible. I mean, the hidden hands behind the scene are controlling.
No, there might
the
be
powers.
Some people who are against these things. When
okay.
you tell them about the facts, they say we didn't know about the facts.
Yes.
So the other point is, like, generally people, they are unaware of the facts.
Yes.
They know the things which are shown in the media, in the newspaper.
Hmm.
And you know that the news is showing the fake
yes,
news.
Yes.
They're showing the things which the governments, you know, they allow them, or maybe, you know, their agencies, they
yes.
allow them. Otherwise, they cannot do that.
Okay.
For example, in the US, in Britain, in any part of the world, if a newscaster or anyone talks about the Holocaust,
mm-hmm.
he's fired immediately.
Yes. Yes, yes.
So what kind of freedom is there?
Mm-hmm.
So we see that these are the actions which we see from them.
That's right. Even they are joking, for example, in the ceremonies that if you win an Oscar, just do a Holocaust movie.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. Okay. That's all right. So, but it seems that for so many Muslim lands nowadays, this concept of Muqawama has been forgotten because according to what they say, they claim that we can say the geopolitical criterions of today's world are different. So you have to cooperate, or it's better to say interact with the other countries, even the superpowers. What's your answer to that, Sheikh?
You know, of course, it goes to the national interests of different countries and different nations that is defined by their governments. And the governments sometimes define their own national interests in a way that might be opposed to the Islamic beliefs,
values.
To the Islamic principles.
Although they must be Muslim states too.
Yeah,
Islamic states, okay.
Though they are Muslims.
Yes, yes.
But in a way they practice in their political affair of their lives, it seems that it is not that much, let's say, incompatible with the Islamic teachings
yes.
and and doctrines. This is the problem. Otherwise, they should not actually cooperate with the arrogant powers, with the oppressors, because, of course, what they want, that is for themselves, not for these nations. And also the historical pieces of evidence show that even those countries that they cooperated or supported or helped this power, they did not gain anything.
Yes.
And finally, all the things went to those countries, went to those superpowers.
Yes.
That is why it is better for all the Muslim nations to gather together and to, let's say, cooperate among themselves.
Yes.
To make a kind of Islamic unity, to reestablish the new Islamic civilization.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the best for Muslims, to have their own civilization.
And do you think they have been successful up to now?
If they finally come to this conclusion that they have to establish this Islamic civilization, they would do that.
Yes.
Yeah, because Islam has this capability to reestablish this kind of new civilization.
That's right.
But the problem is that nowadays, unfortunately, many of the kings, leaders, Salafian of Islamic countries, they are educated in these modern educational systems, in modern universities, in Western universities.
Yes.
So that their mindset and their viewpoints and their worldview is a kind of modern and westernized kind of worldview.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the way that they look at the world, at their own benefits, interests, this is different from what Islam says.
That's all right.
This is the problem that we have nowadays, yes.
So how is it possible to consider America as the big Satan in today's world and not interact with these big power in industry, in economics? You have to be very much rich in terms of your independence, isn't it, Sayyid? Is it possible?
Well, obviously it is possible. Why? Because when we see the dealings that are happening in today's world, especially by the, you know, after the incidents of Ukraine and Russia, what's happening between them,
yes,
we can see a new power or the business, we can say, like, structure has been made in the world. Many countries are thinking to deal in euro rather than in USD.
Mm-hmm.
Dollars, or, you know, the China, Russia, Iran, there is, you can say, a unity between them.
The bilateral or trilateral.
Yeah, trilateral.
Yes.
We have other countries who are also coming into this. Muslim countries, they should have one currency in which they should deal rather than having every country have their own currency.
Yes.
So basically, we can see like these things. Now, for the countries who want to, who do not want US to be, you know, at the front line, obviously they have to change the way of dealing. For example, you should not use the USD dollars in your dealings.
Okay.
The country should get united with each other. The main issue today in the world is that because even in UN, US has the most votes or the power. So it vetoes.
Yes.
The things. So when you look at the USA as one party, then you can cope with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when they come to UN, they divide their states or the countries like that they have. And that's how they got veto in the UN.
Yes.
In the UN.
Okay.
This should not be the case.
We should
take US as one country.
Mm-hmm.
And it should have only one vote in the UN.
That's right. Thank you, Omar Said Mohsen Naghvi and Sheikh Rouhani, for your presence in the program Viewpoints. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints on IRIB English Radio Color of Islam page. For more information and to download for free our previous episodes, visit our website, parstoday.com/en Color of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Ummati, ummati.
يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها